USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a Christmas parade tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin on Sunday afternoon. Multiple fatalities. Some reports saying at least five people are confirmed dead and dozens more injured, and those numbers are expected to rise still after an SUV plowed into a holiday parade. Amanda Avila says she's still trying to process the tragedy she witnessed.
I heard that some of the priests from our local church were injured, and they haven't confirmed names or identities.
Police say they've recovered the vehicle and one person's in custody, but they've been tight-lipped about that part of the investigation so far. The cinematographer who was shot and killed last month on the set of the movie Rust was laid to rest this weekend. Helena Hutchins' ashes interred in a private ceremony with friends and family. And this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden's approval rating is not doing well, and some specific breakdowns explain why. Here's more from USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
President Biden not faring well on race relations, the economy, immigration, or inflation. A new poll released Sunday by CBS News and YouGov found that only one-third of those surveyed approve of how President Biden has handled inflation. 82% of those surveyed said items are costing them more than they did just not long ago. Less than half of respondents approve of those other major issues. The president did get high marks in his handling of the coronavirus vaccine. The poll of just over 2,000 adults found that 44% approve of the president's job in office.
Kyle Rittenhouse says his case was about self-defense, not race, and he told Fox News following his acquittal on all charges last week, quote, "I support the Black Lives Matter movement and peacefully demonstrating." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Rising temperatures now getting to the point where some major cities are taking their own action. The Los Angeles City Council approving the creation of a chief heat officer position earlier this month, following the lead of Miami-Dade County in Florida, as well as Phoenix, Arizona. L.A. Councilmember Paul Correns telling NBC News that city needs to at least have planning at the level of the response to earthquakes. It comes after a recent study showed that global heat exposure is up again by almost 200% between 1983 and 2016 because of temperature increases and people moving to urban areas. The American Music Awards held on Sunday night and making some history as the show brought two huge acts from the 1980s, New Edition and New Kids on the Block, on stage to face off in the so-called Battle of Boston. As for the major awards at the ceremonies, the winner of Artist of the Year went to BTS, New Artist of the Year, Olivia Rodrigo, and favorite trending song, Megan Thee Stallion's Body. The event that honors excellence in music was hosted this year by Cardi B. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.